Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is the last in our series on mourning and to dancing. And today we're reading selections from 1 Kings 8, between 56 and 58. I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Blessed be God, who has given peace to his people Israel, just as he said he'd do. May God, our very own God, continue to be with us. May he never give up and walk out on us. May he keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signposts, walking at the pace and rhythms he laid down for our ancestors. Blessed be God, who has given peace to his people Israel, just as he said he'd do. May God, our very own God, continue to be with us. May he never give up and walk out on us. May he keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signposts, walking at the pace and rhythms he laid down for our ancestors. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or a memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Blessed be God, who has given peace to his people, Israel, just as he said he'd do. May God, our very own God, continue to be with us. May he never give up and walk out on us. May he keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signposts, walking at the pace and rhythms he laid down for our ancestors. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Blessed be God, who has given peace to his people Israel, just as he said he'd do. May God, our very own God, continue to be with us. May you never give up and walk out on us. May you keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signposts, walking at the pace and rhythms he laid down for our ancestors. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for being present with us today. As we go about our day today, may we remain mindful of and attentive to your living, active presence. It's always dwelling deeply within us. We pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.